on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Oh, we had a great start to the show. Hopefully you're taking notes about Veritas International University and ves.edu to go get details about that. And listen for Paratus over the weekend. That'll be part of the Bible School of the Year on Saturday at 4 o'clock, and then Sunday right after the live service from Calvary Church, usually around 12:15, part of our gospel brunch is the third course of our gospel brunch just before dessert, which, of course, we've got a great dessert actually planned for this weekend's gospel brunch from 1 to 2 o'clock. Wren Collective, I don't know, a year or so ago, they put out Folk Part 1, and it's Folk Part 2. Both EPs, but we're going to play them back to back on that final hour, the dessert hour of Gospel Brunch on Sunday. So Gospel Brunch, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. with the appetizer at 8. Well, since I started, let me go through it. Gino Geraci is going to be the featured speaker on Joshua, the servant leader, at 8 a.m. Sunday morning. He'll be in Joshua chapter 1. Then the live service from Calvary Church. We'll hear from Pastor Skip as the series continues in Nehemiah, City in Shambles. And then, as I mentioned, Paratus right after the service and dessert. You know, every great meal, right, ends with a good dessert. So we'll do that Sunday. Your host, Kelly, walks you through that every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tomorrow on ABQ Connect, we'll get our Friday financial update. Brian Cochran joins us from John Moore Associates. We also anticipate an update from the Heritage Foundation. So we'll find something relevant to talk about with the folks at with Genevieve Woods at Heritage Foundation. So join us for that. And much of the rest of the Today Show, we're going to spend visiting with Ethel Maharg with Love Life Albuquerque. Ethel, always so good to have you in studio.
Thank you, Steve.
I was going to say you're a friend and family. I would love co-laboring with you and what you do to unite and mobilize the church to save lives. I mean, bottom line, we always have a great talk off the air. You were showing me, let's start with a praise report. A baby that was born here in Albuquerque, thanks to the work of those that are informing others about options other than abortion when it comes to unplanned pregnancy.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a little boy born, and actually he's born in Houston, but
okay,
he was saved here.
Okay,
and so she came from Texas, like so many of them do.
Yeah,
and she came in September last year. And we all surrounded her. She said, they just loved on me. It wasn't anything scary, but she chose life. And since September to now, she has been mentored by one of our mentors here, one of our House of Refuge mentors. And she has, she just walked her through this whole thing, you know, all the way till the baby was born. The baby's name is Ezra, and he was born 2 weeks ago, actually like 2 weeks today.
Wow.
So, and he's so cute. They keep sending me pictures of him. And he's
all the work, all the work, Ethel, even if it was just for that single life,
yeah.
Makes it well worth it, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah.
It?
Oh, he was an answer to prayer. We'd had a really rough week the week before. We had lost one that just broke our heart the way things took place. But we prayed, God, give us just one child. And he gave us.
Yeah.
He was one. You know, so he's our baby. So for right now, you know, we've seen many other babies. We don't know them, but many have turned around and they've left. And they hold up the little booklets and they say, didn't do it. And they drive away. We're so glad. And we don't get to hear that complete story.
Yeah.
But we know that their babies are safe.
You know, with that in mind, let me encourage the listeners, especially those who are already familiar with Love Life. We're going to fill you in if you just and you're like, Ethel who and Love what? We'll get you the details about the organization. But, you know, with this in mind, what you're talking about, you know, knowing or not knowing, if you know, is it having an impact? Is it having an effect? Let me encourage the KLYT listener to be praying for the work of the staff and volunteers at Love Life and the work that they do. It can grow weary doing good work. And we know what the scripture tells us, do not grow weary in doing what is right. But pray for Ethel and her team and the churches that have become part of Love Life.
Amen.
On a regular basis. Let's walk through that a little bit, Ethel, because there's so much. And you mentioned House of Refuge. We'll get into details about that as well. The overview of what Love Life does, and as I already mentioned, it's uniting and mobilizing the church. But the way that that happens is for you, Love Life, to be invited out to a church for a Sunday.
Right.
To essentially do a presentation about the work that is being done and how that church is going to participate with Love Life to inform people. That what happens on that Sunday?
Well, I go. We ask the pastor if they will. We tell them not. Yeah. You know, we're not here to tell them what to preach, but if they possibly speak on something about life, then they give me anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, and then we do a PowerPoint presentation. And basically, we tell the church about the tragic truth of abortion, and that is that it is the number one cause of death, period, across the board. And there's 20,000 babies that die every single week nationwide, but here in our city, we lose 450-plus babies every single week. And the abortion clinic that we walk to, we lose anywhere from 25 to 45 babies every single day, Monday through Saturday. And then also there's 1 in 4 women, men have had an abortion in their life. And then the sad part about it is that 54% of the abortions that are taking place are coming from the church. So we need to transform the church.
Yeah.
The church needs to be a safe place, and that's why they need to be a house of refuge, so that the girls will turn to the church and not the abortion clinic.
Now, New Mexico, as we well know, is a destination for abortion. And just in Albuquerque, with the math that you gave us, you can easily say over 20,000 lives are extinguished annually right here in Albuquerque. And, you know, it's just such a dark place to be.
It is.
And it's really happening. Mm-hmm. And there's something that the body of Christ can do to stand for those who don't have a voice. But on that Sunday, of course, the church is informed about what's happening. And then
we invite them.
And those who have decided they're going to be a part of this, then there's the Wednesday. What do you encourage the church to do prior to the Saturday event?
We ask them to be one last thing on the Sunday. I invite them to come, but then I hand it back to the pastor so that he can invite them, because I say, who am I? You know, but when he invites his congregation to come, they're more likely to come.
Yeah.
And so then on Wednesdays, we ask people to fast and pray on Wednesdays. And then Saturday, we do the walk. And the reason we ask people to fast and pray is because you just said you spoke with Dr. Johnson. She says that when people are fasting and praying and they're on the sidewalk, there is a 70%, up to 70% drop in no-show rates, you know, in abortions on those dates because people are fasting and praying and, asking God to help.
Okay, and then, of course, that brings us to Saturday, the walk.
Yes, Saturday, the walk. And the walk is beautiful. One pastor said, I didn't quite know what to expect when it was people from his congregation. He says, it's kind of more like a revival, because we go there and we worship God. We start out worshiping and praying, and then we talk about what they're going to see. And we ask one of the pastors to come and to give a small message about what it is that we're going to do. We make that baby real. We talk about the baby. We talk about what they're going to see when they get there. And then we say, we're going to just walk and pray. We don't protest. Our business is not with the people. Our business is with God.
Yeah.
And so we walk about a block and a half, and we stand at the backside of the abortion clinic, and we pray for the abortion workers, the abortionists, the abortion workers, the moms, the dads, the babies, our government, the church. And then anything else that kind of the Lord would lead us to. And then we go back to the park and worship God again.
Well, and that's a picture of uniting and mobilizing the church through Love Life. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll give you more details about House of Refuge. We're also going to let you know about something happening next Thursday. And we're going to be specifically encouraging pastors to be a part of something that's happening next Thursday with Love Life. But you may be the vessel God uses to deliver this message to your pastor. So stay with us for that. And we'll come back and cover more with Ethel Maharg from Love Life right after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, we're visiting with Ethel Maharg with Love Life Albuquerque. And our first segment, we talked about, one of the main goals with Love Life is uniting and mobilizing the church. And Ethel getting out to churches that'll have them out on a Sunday to give the information about the walk. And then an invite from her, but even more importantly, from the pastor of that church. And then on Wednesday, to fast and pray for the event on Saturday, where they walk from a local park to an abortion clinic, where essentially they're out there praying. The intent isn't to go out and engage, mm-hmm. other than to engage with God. Amen. Through prayer. But you mentioned House of Refuge, and we're going to try to cover that here in a minute. I do want to make sure with the time we have left that we talk about, I could imagine pastors not familiar with Love Life, which, by the way, find out more at lovelife.org about the national organization. You can go to lovelife.org. But Ethel, you have an event coming up next Thursday where specifically pastors are being invited, because, it's one thing to talk about coming out and doing this, mm-hmm. But then it's another thing, to go out with Love Life next week, next Thursday, and essentially give them a preview of this is what your congregation would experience.
Right.
Can you walk us through what you plan for next week?
Yeah, they come and we basically do like a mini walk, and it's just for the pastor zone. It's only an hour. It's called a 1 hour journey, and it's to take them through. We start at the park, and we'll pray, and then we'll walk down there, and they can get to see for themselves, because that's exactly what the founder did. He didn't even know. He was a businessman, and so a friend invited him to go to this location, and when he went there, he says, "I had no idea." And most of the pastors that are here do not even know that where this is located is actually in the same parking lot as a church.
Yeah.
And so there's apartments around. Nobody would even know that it's there, but there are people dying there every single day. So they get to get a preview of what it is that they're going to see on a Saturday when they bring their church out. And so that's what it's for, is to let them know.
So if you are a pastor who wants to know, or you're prepared to go and tell your pastor about what you heard on ABQ Connect, mm-hmm. with Ethel Maharg from Love Life, email Ethel at lovelife.org. You can also call area 505-249-4169. Here's the phone number again, 505-249-4169. We'll give that information again, mm-hmm. here in a moment. You mentioned House of Refuge in our first segment, and we've talked about it before on the air, but I love this because, I'm going to let you speak to the issue of whether it's someone in the church or someone who maybe finds themselves in an unexpected pregnancy. They're not churched and they go to church. The truth is, when someone in an unplanned pregnancy, most typically out of wedlock, mm-hmm. Christians can be mean.
Yep.
'Cause we're people.
Right.
We're not sinless. God willing, we sin less if we're in His Word and it's having an impact in our lives. But just explain what the whole idea of House of Refuge, what that is. What's that? Okay. What's the intention there?
And I always say we're like former smokers.
Yeah.
that stinks. They forget that they stunk too, right? One time. So the House of Refuge is this. It's just a place where when a mom comes in and she says that she's pregnant, we're like, you know what? We're here for you.
Right.
We're going to help you. We're going to support you. We're going to get you to the care net, to the wherever it is that you need. We're going to get her all the resources that she needs. But the most important thing that she's going to get is discipleship in a church, because many of these people, even if they are Christians, they may not be discipled. So the most important part of this experience is a discipleship. Like I said, Karen and Evie, this whole relationship from September to now, the reason it was so successful is even though they were miles apart, Karen kept in contact with her the entire time of the pregnancy and discipled her along the way up until the baby is born. And we're still getting pictures from him. And it's just to make them feel a part of that community.
I have to imagine being a part of a house of refuge, it really takes it to where when someone confronts you with the issue that, you know, what their difficulty is, an unplanned pregnancy, instead of having a look of shock or judgment, or it's a look of compassion and love and okay, this isn't way out there, and we can work through this. And you found a place where you can find mentorship, encouragement, discipleship,
and
love.
And a baby shower.
And a baby shower, right?
And then this too, Steve. People need to understand it isn't just for the mom that's pregnant. So how about that mom that lost her baby through abortion before?
Yeah.
They need healing, both the mom and the kids. So we will direct them to where they need to go, because so that's our hope. Our hope is really Christianity 101. We just want people to come to Jesus.
Hey, if someone's listening and they've been through this and they're like, I need to find a house of refuge, can they contact Love Life and you'll aim them then in the right direction?
Yes, they can even contact.
Let me give that contact again, because we'd love for people to reach out. Ethel, E-T-H-E-L, that's Ethel at lovelife.org. Well, that phone number again is 505-249-4169. And in general, if you want to find out more about the organization, it's nationwide. Lovelife.org is the place to be. That event that's happening next Thursday for pastors, use that contact as well. But that's at Ernie Taylor Park, by the way. If for some reason, Ethel, pastor didn't reach out or contact, but they heard this, and a week from today, they just meet you out there at 8:45, right?
Right. And then a special thing just for the pastors.
Yeah.
We have our regional shepherd coming in from North Carolina.
Okay.
And so when they show up, they come, that he's going to take them to brunch.
All right. There you go.
There you go, pastors.
All right.
Come on out.
Ethel at lovelife.org and 505-249-4169. Ethel Maharg, God bless you, sister. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.